Can the son exist without the father?
No.
So it's dependent. Thank you. Who's putting limitations now?
No, man,
who's putting limitations? Me or him?
You're going round and round in circles.
No, you got stuck and you don't have an answer.
Your limitation, what you're doing is...
God is codependent.
Listen. You're using your logic, yeah, as a mere man, like I am as well. I'm not disrespecting you, yeah? As a mere man, as a creation, as nothing, basically, right? Created by the Father. You're using your logic to tell God what he is.
Okay.
Right?
Can I correct you there? Did I say that God exists as three parts, or you said it?
No.
Because that is not in the Bible. What you're saying about the Trinity, everything that you just said about the Trinity is not in the Bible. So you're using your logic, and you're using the church's logic, not the Bible itself. Show me anywhere in the Bible where it advocates or professes that God is three persons.
The Bible don't talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
No. Listen to the question. You're not listening. Listen to the question.
You're trying to twist me up and put me in
the corner. No. You might be twisted, but I'm not twisting you up.
Brother,
listen.
You're saying something that I never said.
Hold on. Listen to the question first. And it's very important you pay attention. Does the Bible advocate anywhere that God is three persons?
No.
Good. So who's the using logic to define God? You or me?
I never said they're three persons, brother.
So what are they? Three what?
Father, the Son, and the Holy
Spirit. Yeah, three what?
Three beings.
Okay, where does it say in the Bible that God is three beings?
If it says Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Can you answer the question?
How many is that?
Hold on. You brought up Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I know.
But God doesn't say.
Because it's in the scriptures.
God never says that he's three beings.
Your Quran says to refer to.
Show me where he says God is. Show me where he says God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I challenge you from your Bible right now. You're the one using logic of the church. And then you're juxtaposing that on me.
I ain't using logic. I don't even go to the church, brother.
Where do you think you got your Trinity from, if not the church?
From the Bible, man.
No, it's not in the Bible. The Bible never preaches the Trinity.
You're calling it the Trinity.
So what do you call it?
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Show me where he said the Father, Son, Holy Spirit are God. I challenge you right now. I challenge any Christian, whether Unitarian, Trinitarian, whatever you are. Nowhere in the Bible it says the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is what God is. It is always being. In fact, Jesus goes against you in John 17:3 when he says the only true God is who? The Father. One person, not three persons. What you're getting your information from is not the Bible, it's from the church.